Question number 8, technocracy, transhumanism, and reengineering the new man. Are we watching a process of removing the existing species and replacing it with a new species whose genetic makeup and upbringing are centrally controlled?
Okay. With the mRNA injections and this whole idea of a new species, I do think, Catherine, that there is a certain amount of that agenda in play.
Well, we know Moderna, so now, the chief scientist officer, said it's an operating system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not, in other words, we have to beware of looking at the quaxines as simply an attempt to get rid of excess population. Because you and I have been maintaining all along that there were different batches.
Right. There are different batches.
And some of those batches were to get rid of people, but other batches were to modify people.
Right.
And it's the modification part that intrigues me the most, because you and I both know that there are plenty of ancient texts, including the Bible, but there are Mesopotamian texts, the Karsak tablets, for example, the Codex Chimalpopoca, the Aztec creation myth, all of these texts out there at some point talk about the attempt to alter the composition of humanity in some fundamental way. And that's what makes all of these quaxines even more reprehensible to me. Because they released what, in my opinion, is clearly a bioweapon and an engineered weapon. You know what I think they're really doing? I think all of this, again, is space related. We have either been invaded, and this is ET's way of getting rid of us, or they're worried about ET invading, and this is their way of, quote unquote, inoculating us from whatever we might be exposed to. Because this is the only, I know it's a crazy scenario, but they're doing this on a planetary scale. And they're going to say that these injections, these so-called inoculations, are the only thing that are going to preserve humanity. And if you don't take them, you're an enemy to humanity, and therefore
you can't preserve
humanity
because it's changing our DNA in a way
that we
may not be human anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but this is how they're going to spin it. There are also in those texts clear indications that when the demons get involved with that activity, in other words, of entities with ill intent both toward God and toward humanity, when they get involved with that activity, which I think is clearly the case with what we're watching with these injections, bad news, folks. That's when interventions happen.
Right.
And they're not usually pleasant for anybody to go through. So I think not only are they doing this because they've got some goal in mind, Catherine, for altering you and me in some fundamental way, but that goal itself is so diametrically opposed to anything that you and I or any normal human being would consider to be normal. It is a in my opinion, a fully and thoroughly diabolical agenda that they're up to.
Right, I agree.
You've been calling it the beast system, and I can't think of any better
name
for it.
It's the data beast. Right.
Yeah, they want to harvest.
They want to organize it all to give them the highest possible learning speed.
Yeah, you've come out with this scenario that I'm increasingly thinking is absolutely spot on. That they want to harvest the information and decision making and risk.
They want the creativity. They want the creativity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they want to harvest all of this and use it as some sort of source of energy. I don't know how else to put it.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's in play.